kissing this on my wrist. Black Joker say that it's done, my chick. Damn, little baby, keep her on my hip. Like a name, say that she control line whip. She can be my little name and let me chill real quick. Got me feeling shit, but did it up a trunk like shit. Wasn't born into the 80s, but my style might fit. Shooting every day, there ain't a shot I miss. She came down like a meteor hit.
Guys, what's up? It's Theo, aka Sad Boy San from the Style Killers,
and I'm Sar from I Run Away with Sar. And guys, we are back this week. I'm so sorry for the lack of Style Killer content, but you know, we be getting to our bags and whatnot. But thanks. This week we have a really dope guest. It's actually our first small business on the podcast. Alex, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, what's up, guys? This is Alex with Clever Fools. This is a Midwest streetwear brand based in Kansas City. We focus on skateboarding, graffiti, and pretty much guerrilla marketing kind of styles. So I'm glad to be here on the podcast.
Yeah, so tell us how, like, everything, like, began, like, with the whole, because, like, I know you have, like, roots with the whole graffiti thing, and I really am excited to hear kind of about, like, that and how that turned into Clever Fools.
Yeah, no, for sure. So I was in high school. I was a senior and I just graduated pretty much. So during high school, I just had a bunch of painter buddies, a lot of graph writer friends here in Kansas City. So they were starting clothing brands and nothing was really that cool to me. Like, I was just like, I was kind of interested into it, but like nothing was popping like off. They were, like, ripping off Coca-Cola logos, the North Face logo, some basic, like, Patagonia, like, flips and stuff like that. You know, like, when you first start your brand, like, you just kind of go to, like, imitate, like, other stuff. And I kind of wanted to do that. But honestly, I had a falling out with friends, and I wanted to start the brand and kind of make something that's more unique to me. And, like, as I was, like, transitioning, like, of getting like not out of graffiti but like kind of over it to like make money and do something else, you know, it kind of just fell. Like, I saw my homie printing shirts in his basement and with a Hobby Lobby kit, and I thought that was really cool. I bought one, and then I just started printing t-shirts in the back room, and freaking it just kind of just started going up from there, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy, because I mean, I have what, like, 4 of your shirts now, and the, like, I always get compliments, first of all, when I wear your tees. Like, they're so different, you know, like, they're not like anything you've ever seen before, and all 4 of my shirts are so different from each other, you know, like,
yeah,
but they
we
all kind of have your style, like, if that makes sense. Like, it has your style, but they're all so different within themselves, and that's why I think I love them, because then it's not like you're buying, like, anything that
one I just one yeah. idea like yeah. I don't know, I like to incorporate like so many ideas. Like, I feel like repetition, like if you're doing the same thing over and over again with your brand or your styling, like eventually it can get old, and like once it gets old, people just kind of don't really care as much, you know. So I like to incorporate like different creators and like different graphic designers to like really help me out. But I do have, like, a certain style that I seek from those people. And if it doesn't match up, then I'm kind of not that interested, you know?
Mm-hmm. How has that journey been for you since graduating high school?
So I actually started the brand with my ex-girlfriend. And, like, honestly, I was such a nerd about screen printing and, like, branding. And that's all I wanted to do. So, like, I feel like the fallout of our relationship was almost because of Clever Fools. Because I was just addicted to the grind. Like, that's literally all I did and what I wanted to do and all I talked about. So, that was almost like a stumble. It's like, oh, shoot, I'm left with nobody to really create with. She didn't want to, like, do the pop-ups with me and stuff like that. So I was left with the option of, like, do I keep on going or do I freaking just stop, you know? Like, just because I was in a rut, like, a rut pretty much. And I just kept on going throughout that summer. And then, like, that summer, I think when we split up, like, I transitioned more from, like, almost like a wavy, like, Santa Cruz style into, like, a more street graffiti style, which I think is which was truly my roots of what I wanted to create. So I feel like that whole little situation worked out for the best for me in a way, you know what I'm saying? And So I picked up screen printing with a brand because I was printing all my own merch. So I was like picking up the skill, and then I was like, wow, I can make some money on the side just to like not have to work a 9-to-5 if I just screen print for people. And I worked at a screen printing shop for about 8 months, and I got really freaking sick and tired of it, realized how much money you can make in the business. And I bought another press, like a screen printing press, and just started printing for little side clients. And I was making only about $300 to $500 a week, but that was enough for me to like focus on CF and stuff. So okay. It was fun. It was pretty much fun. Yeah.
Sounds like a whole lot of Theo getting out your bag into your bag.
What is that?
That's like something Theo said that kind of stuck with the podcast. So like getting out of your bag, so like not getting like in your bag, like feelings kind of thing, and getting to your bag, like getting to your money. And that's literally kind of like kind of what that whole situation sounded like.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like you just have to. There's so many long nights. Like I'm like this week as we're going into production for like over 1,000 pieces. I'm looking back, I was just like, I can't believe I did that back then, because that shit was way harder printing them manually, and because we have an automatic press now. But
yeah, that shit looks dope.
Yeah, it was a big investment, but like it's paid itself off within like the first like 4 to 5 months. So I'm just like, fuck, I want another one. But there's so many nights that led up to this that I kind of like forget about, like staying up till 6 and 7 in the morning to like print my merch and like help other brands so I can keep on doing my brand. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of picking up to where a point where I've realized like mental health is like a big like thing you should focus on with your brand, because you can burn out. And I feel like a lot of people burn out in that way because they're doing too much, or it's just too hard. It's too hard to carry by yourself sometimes. So
yeah, no, for sure. You can't be, you're only as good as you are, like, if that makes sense. Like, if you're gonna be, like, burnt out, then your brand's gonna be burnt out. Like, it's just all gonna kind of spiral, like, into each other. So, definitely gotta make sure that you're up to par so you can keep, you know, making cool shit and stuff like that.
Exactly. And after that April Fool's Clever Fool sale that we did.
Yeah.
Like, that. I set a goal for 1,000 shirts, and like the most we've moved in like a sale was like 500 units, but I bumped it up and I was like, 1,000, I'm going to get 1,000. I was telling everybody, I was like, I'm going to get this. And people were like, damn, that's a lot of shirts. I don't know, bro. And then some of the homies were like, bro, you are going to get it. And then I was working my ass off that week, marketing and stuff. And then once I calculated everything at the end of it, it was like 1,200 units. I was like, that's how we do it, you know? Once I set goals, I set a lot of goals when I'm doing like big projects like that. If you're not setting goals, I feel like you kind of get lost, or you kind of like not really give up, but like you don't have the ambition to really push the limits to what you could do. Because I thought to myself, I was like, 1,000 units, that's freaking crazy. But
yeah,
here we are, we did it, you know.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a big thing with small businesses or any business to shoot for certain numbers and goals, because that makes you put, you know, the most effort into your marketing and into the work that you're doing in your art. So that's definitely something that a lot of people should keep in mind if they ever want to start up their own small business.
Most definitely.
That's coming from two business owners. Like, because Theo, I remember when you had the pant, when you just did the pants, so you told me exactly what your goal was. And I think you did a lot more than that, right?
Well, my goal was small. I was like, I just want to sell 10 of these. But
you have to start small. You definitely have to start small. And especially with something so unique like that, like, you don't know I knew that people were going to like that. I love that shit from its inception. Like, I told you, I was like, give me like the pants before you even had the fabric. But
damn, what type of pants are you making, Theo?
It was just some tapestry items.
But shorts, tapestry shorts. Nobody did tapestry shorts, bro. They are so fire.
Which is surprising. Like, because there's been a good amount of people that have done, like, tapestry items. But, like, it's really surprising that nobody tapped in the shorts.
On that note, like trying new things and, like, expecting failures. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
exactly.
Because, like, I did. So we were at this freaking Sunfresh. It's like a grocery store. And my homie points out these, like, drug rugs, you know, like those Baja hoodies or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, the shit that you would, like, 10 years ago, you'd be like, I don't think those are cool.
Yeah. So,
freaking, we saw them in the grocery store. I was like, what if we screen print on them? I've never seen a screen printed drug rug.
That's kind of fire.
That's unique as hell.
I know. And, like, they're not material that you can kind of screen print. They're rough as hell. It's like a carpet.
Yeah. And, right. Yeah.
I threw it up on the press. I had this old design I was just sitting around with, and I was just like, here we go. We're just going to make this. And, like, those type of moments I feel like are the most valuable, and because you're just trying things. And, like, my homie from TikTok, Brema, he owns Unfinished Legacy. Do you guys know him?
No, I don't.
Well, he owns this one. Like,
I'll have to check it out.
Out in Milwaukee. But I heard him say in his podcast that he was quoting somebody else, but, like, amateur artists wait for inspiration, like great artists just start and the inspiration comes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm really big on stuff like that, like those motivational things.
Yeah, no, and like you can't be scared of failure either, because if you are always comfortable, because that means you're not like trying to grow. Like growth is uncomfortable. And like the most successful people, my mom told me this. This is back when I'm a nursing major. My mom told me this back when I failed my first class ever in my life, because I'd like, you know, I went through some stuff in my family, and I bawled my eyes out. I don't fail like that. Like, my mom sat down, like, gave me this whole like hour long motivational speech. But the thing that resonated with the most is the most successful people in life fail the most. And I was like, that's so true. If you want to keep being successful, you got to keep growing. If you want to keep growing, you're going to have to, like, you know, trip and fall, but you got to get back up. It's all about getting back up. That goes for anything, like a like small business of any kind. It goes for school. It goes for life.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Like, you'll be taking hits, like, here at the screen printing shop. On my, like, worst days, like, we could, like, just off a simple mistake, like, we could lose, like, I don't know, a couple hundred, $500 worth of product just because I wasn't paying attention. Somebody wasn't paying attention in the whole process. But my homies, they're really supportive. Like, they see the light more than me sometimes. And, like, we try to make the most out of the problems. There's really no problems. There's only solutions. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So,
yeah.
And I feel like people a lot of times consumers don't necessarily see, like, what you just said, like, losing $500 worth of product in one day. Me and Theo, like, feature small businesses all the time, like, encouraging people to, like, obviously buy from them, because that's big for us. I don't feel like people see that all this type of, like, effort that gets put in, the money that gets lost, like, the stress, all of that, just to bring product to us.
Yeah, it's an experience. I mean, there's some highs and lows, like to this whole streetwear thing. I mean, I feel like you see kids coming up and they're like 16, 17 years old and they're like selling thousands of pieces. And then you like have people that are late to the game, like not late to the game, but older, and they're selling thousands of pieces. So I feel like everybody has their own like rhythm. And then once you do that right thing for your brand, and once you've developed that one niche, I feel like that's when you really start to take off and stuff. And mm-hmm. I feel like I'm still sort of finding my rhythm in it. Like I have a niche, or like I have a kind of detailed vision of what I want, but now it's the time to really dial in and like get the marketing down for my brand, I think.
Yeah, marketing's definitely something I think that there's a lot of small businesses that I know, like personally, like I know the business owners, and I know they are so amazing. And it's like, oh, the marketing, like it's like you need to work on the marketing. I mean, as like, I hate using this word, but as a quote-unquote influencer, I rolled my eyes. I don't know if you could hear it in my voice, but I rolled my eyes as I said that. No, but like I have the eye for that. I'm like, it hurts me when I see amazing ideas not get marketed right. And it's like, no. And that's the only thing holding you back.
No, definitely. Like I'm like, it's almost, I feel like this is a motivational podcast right now, but I feel like yeah. ego can get in a hold of it. If you always think you have the best ideas, that's not always true. Like my homie Ethan, one of my like good homies, that he helps me create with CF on like a lot of my drops. If you have ego in your brand and you think your ideas are the dopest, like they're not, like accept other people's ideas and like run with them. Like there's some of the dopest stuff for CF was like not my idea, but like I executed it and it turned out really dope. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's just, I don't know, just like be willing to accept other people's ideas because they got good ones too.
Yeah.
For sure.
And collaborations, like, huge. Some of the best projects are collaborations. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's just how I think.
No, that's exactly how it is. I've actually hit up the Hundreds, if you guys know who the Hundreds is, in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
My homie is a graphic designer for them. His name's Gabe. And I was like, oh, that'd be so sick to get a Hundreds collab someday. Like, just being funny and stuff. And, he says the Hundreds only really collabs with people that they have relationships with. And I'm just like, damn, that is so true. Because I've done some collabs in for CF with Headed, WRBT, Hypotype. And the most powerful like collabs were from the people that I genuinely knew and like were building. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, we both wanted it just as bad. So it became so much more. See, if the other person doesn't care as much or you don't know them, they're like, it's kind of, the collab is just really kind of not there, in my opinion.
It's always yeah. good to have personal connections with people that you collab with.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I mean, I feel like if it's somebody you know, you're most likely like-minded in some way. Maybe not in a, like, every way, but you have to be like-minded in some ways. I feel like that's kind of why you'd be like friends yeah. or like, you know, like have connections. That also then makes everything line up better. And then like kind of like you said, like you're not going to have that whole lack of effort or like one-sidedness type of thing, because it's exactly. like you're in it for each other.
The one-sidedness is what kills me, you know.
Yeah. And I have to, how did Clever Fools get its name?
How did they get I don't know how to answer this, because I want to say I described myself, but at the same time I randomly thought of it in my basement one night. Like I was just like I told my ex, I was like, yo, I want to start a brand, like, and this is what I want to call it. And like that's just how it went. And I don't know if the well, I kind of have a definition to the brand. It's just like what other people think is foolish in one season is kind of like, once you like start popping off and actually doing something, is actually clever in another season. Like people are too early to judge your process for whatever you're making, so you're kind of a fool for that. And then once it pops off, you're just like, damn, this, you're freaking icon, you know. And then everybody thinks you're clever.
So that's cool. Yeah, because I really like the like whole concept of the name too. That's another reason I think I was kind of drawn, like when I found you on TikTok or whatever, I was like, that's kind of a dope name.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Where do you pull, like, I know you have, we kind of talked earlier about, like, kind of, like, your niche, like, your graphics and stuff. Like, how do you pull, like, the inspiration for that? Is there anything specific?
Yeah, so, like, over the years, I've really dialed in, like, just taking from my graffiti background and stuff like that. I wanted the brand to be recognized not to just graph writers, but also like average citizens walking in the street. So I took like banners, flyers, stickers, all that kind of stuff. And I was posting it up around the city like crazy. Like I'm telling you, everybody knows about CF when you're walking around Kansas City. It's just like that brand.
Which is so dope. Like, I love that. Like, I see like the videos and like your IG stories with like the stickers getting stuck everywhere and everything. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, but honestly, like, that's not even like 1% of how much I was doing. Like, I'm telling you, I was putting up thousands and thousands of stickers and flyers. Like, it was insane. It almost got annoying. Like, I was almost annoyed looking at it downtown. But, like, people were taking it, like, pictures of it. They were, like, following us from it. Like, most people found us from the streets at the beginning than rather through social media. So it was, like, a genuine, like, hey, I caught him on the streets. Now I caught him on IG. Now I'm going to follow them.
Is that how you got the, like, saying, like, the streets were the brand?
Yeah, yep, pretty much. That's what I want the streets to wear the brand, not just freaking people just wearing it all, like, by themselves, but, like, the streets actually wear the brand.
That's so cool. I love that.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's one of the – and also stay clever is one of the other mottos and stuff like that, so.
Right. That's tough.
Thanks, man. But, yeah, just with the graffiti background, like, I've incorporated, like, other, like, mediums. Like, they're almost like art projects on the street, like, with wheat pasting, if you guys know what that is.
It's where you make,
like, posters, and then a lot of, like, what do I want to say? Music companies might do it out in L.A. when you're walking down the street, or for movies and stuff, new movies that are coming out. You, like, put this glue on the wall, put the poster up, and then put the glue on top of the poster, and then it kind of, like, hardens onto the wall. So it's just – I like to incorporate and just do new things on the streets just to keep it fresh and stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it's, like, CF, like, I see all the graffiti stuff. Is that shit tagged everywhere, too? Like, the actual, like, spray graffiti?
Yeah, it's just a collective friends that throw it up around, like, the city and, like, other cities. Like, there's just people that fuck with the brand that just like to throw up CF or CFK and whatever city they are next to their piece or just tag it and stuff.
That's tough. He has a whole movement.
Literally. Yeah,
it's almost like a little army I'm kind of trying to start. Not really, but, like, I don't know. I just want most people, like, people in graffiti crews are repping CFK, even though they're, like, not in our crew, and they're not, they don't even know us, but they're, like, repping the crew because they think it's sick, you know?
That's kind of crazy. Cool.
Yeah, it's dope. I want to do some more traveling this summer and hit up, like, St. Louis, Denver, and
yeah, my family's out in St. Louis, so I'll have to go take a trip, though, to Kansas City next time I go visit them.
Yeah, I got some homies out there. It's fun.
I was about to say that his background sort of reminds me of Kaw's background and the way that Kaw's brand started up.
Yeah.
Kaw's, Obey. Obey is like
– Obey.
I don't really focus on Obey, but Obey is like – I would say – I don't know. He started the same as CF. He was first doing like graffiti, street marketing, and then it turned into a clothing brand, which is pretty much what I'm doing. But, like, not in that same style, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to make the most of what I can do with the brand, do more pop-ups, do more street marketing in new different ways. Even though it's weird, like, I just want to kind of start doing that funky stuff.
Being different... Oh, what?
I was about to ask him, did he have any pop-ups planned?
I just did a pop-up at this local, like, shoe store or hypebeast store called DVA Percent, and they sell a bunch of, like, they resell shoes there and stuff, and I like doing those. We were doing heat press live so people could make their shirts just in front of us, and, like, they can pick out their shirt and stuff, but I want to do, like, a little screen printing pop-up or a block party where my warehouse is at.
That's so dope.
I know. That's what I need to do. I want to, like, set up a wall that we can paint, basketball goal, and freaking a live screen printer. And I just think that would be so lit.
Yeah, that'd be so cool. That. Oh, my God.
Exactly. Inviting, like, there's a lot of people that want to start their brand, and they found me through TikTok, and they're like, dude.
I'm telling you, TikTok really, like, got you.
It did get me, but I need to be posting more. Low-key, like, I was on a grind for TikTok for a minute. I was like, yo, I gotta gain 50,000 followers this month. Where I'm not gonna be happy. Like, I gotta do it. I was posting. I got up to about 150,000 followers right now, but ooh, I need to get up to like 500 or something.
Crazy. It's crazy how, like, literally that's like, I mean, that's how I found you. Like,
Well, I was gaining that following on TikTok really quick. I was like, damn, I'm actually getting some views on this. Like, I need to start posting more because I've never had that exposure on a social media platform. I never had like people hitting me up saying, yo, thank you so much. Like, keep on making the videos, keep on making them. I was like, what? So, like, I never had that, I guess, that following besides that TikTok platform. So I just kept on creating and creating. And I didn't know I was inspiring so many people at the same time.
Yeah, because who knows, you could also be like a role model to people who are starting out, like you don't even know.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Just giving back, because a lot of people don't want to give up like secrets or what they've like worked for to find out and stuff. And like, here I'm on TikTok, like literally giving all this info for
how to do this
like that, and just giving them like where to get stuff and how to do this and stuff, and people are just thanking me for like not being kind of an asshole and just hiding that stuff, you know. Like, I'm willing to just give it because I know how hard it is to find it. It's annoying as hell.
The more and more like high quality brands, the better.
Yeah, no, I totally feel that. So I don't know, I just like to give out that info for free and just help them.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are they have great ideas, but they just aren't dedicated.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Ooh, that really hits the spot right now. I mean, it's hard work. It's really hard work. I don't know. I know some of the most talented, like, dope visualists, like, people that just can create dope shit. Doper than what I can do all day, every day, till the day I die. But the thing is, I feel like my work ethic is so much higher. That's what matters is the execution of your products, projects, then rather than just thinking about it and sitting on it, because it's dope, but it's not dope. It's not actually dope until it's made and it's actually made into something. That's how I think. So.
No, like 100%. Talent is useless if you don't have dedication, if you don't have a good work ethic. Like, what are you going to do with that talent if you're not putting it into practice or putting it into work? Like, I don't understand people who waste talent because they're lazy or caught up in other shit.
Distracted is what I want to say.
Distracted. Or like, get like a taste of something, like a taste of like money, fame, whatever, and then they get caught up in it and then lose themselves and they lose like everything they worked for.
Oh, that's like my friend Max.
Yeah,
that's like my friend Max. Max, if you listen to this, get off your ass and do what you
gotta
do.
Oh my god.
Shots fired, Max.
Do what you gotta do, man. Because, yo, Max is one of the most talented people I know. Like, literally, he's insane. Crazy graphic artist, crazy painter, just insane. He can do anything and everything from drawing and painting, like, people freehand, to making like the most crisp graphic design. So he
needs that ASA work ethic. ASA has that drive and that work ethic because ASA is out in Savannah doing his thing at SCAD and working mad hard, getting mad projects, doing things I think with music videos for people. I have no clue, but he's doing everything. And it's because he's got the work ethic and talent.
Yeah, no, I feel you guys. What are you up to, Sarah? What's your next plans with your fashion life and stuff?
Oh, God, I don't know. I my fashion thing, like, I feel like I get overhyped. All I'm doing is styling clothes. Like, I just have an eye for that kind of stuff. And then I just go with my tripod and take pictures. Because, like, the whole point of my fashion is to inspire people to, one, stop buying fast fashion and, like, start supporting local brands, like CF and the Sad Kids, which is Theo's brand, and stuff like that. Because, like, people don't ask me where I get, like, shit that, like, say, like, maybe a top that is, like, from, like, a Zara. They don't ask me where I get that shit. They ask me where I get, like, these t-shirts or, like, that crop top you made me, Theo, or those shorts. Comments on those posts. They don't come. Like, that's the thing that I find funny, because people will always have a thing to say about like supporting local business. It's to this, it's to that. It's like usually comes down to money, which I laugh because like literally $10 t-shirt sale, Alex. Like what? Like how are people gonna talk money when it's literally like, and then I got those other two hopping in your live, I got those other two t-shirts for $15 a piece. Like where else are you gonna get t-shirts like that?
Yeah, just like those little pop-up sales that I do on just to get, I mean, not really give back, but just to like clear out inventory. And just...
That's smart though, because you clear out inventory and like you get like, I don't know. I feel like that's smart. I mean, it makes, makes your customers happy for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. I love running sales like that. It's always a fun time because we're just pushing limits to see what we can do and what can we create. And like usually some of our most fire ideas are like, they come to us in like 10 to 15 minutes. And then we have some ideas we've been sitting on for like weeks that we're just like, ah, I'm glad we scrapped that one.
So. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how to put it. That's just kind of like what I do with my fashion, but.
Nah, that's dope. That's dope. I mean, I've worked with this, like a couple of different like style. Like I'm more into like streetwear made for not everybody, but for like a larger crowd. But then you have these kids making one-off pieces, selling them for $250 to $300.
Mm-hmm.
I look at those pieces, I wouldn't honestly wear them because that's just not my style, but to really appreciate that kind of stuff and be like, damn, that's dope. I feel like it's, I don't know, you gotta have appreciation for other people's ideas and what they create, and you can take from that stuff, you know.
Yeah, that can definitely spark something in you and, like, in what you kind of more, I guess, fits your niche better. But I always say that fashion is art. It's crazy. It's, like, fashion has been a networking thing for me. Like, in a really dope way. Like, I've met some of the dopest people. Like, some of my best friends, like, I've met because of my fashion. And it's just, like, crazy to me. And I love how it can just, like, be such an inclusive community and, like, you know, really, you can be so different. Like, my best friend, Tara, like, a lot of times dresses so different than me. She, I don't even, you know, how would you describe Tara's fashion? Do you have any way to describe it? Because I really don't.
Eccentric.
Yeah, she's really eccentric. Like, I feel like I am kind of a mix of, like, I don't know, like, streetwear and, like, vintage. Because I wear a lot of my mom and dad, like, dad's old clothes. Like, half my clothes are my dad's old clothes. But like Tara's very eccentric and like I like she pulls it off though, like she pops off. We when we pop off together, it's so cool because we're such different vibes, and that's why I think like clothes are so dope. There's so much more than clothes.
Yeah, there's stories, honestly.
Yes, yes, that they're stories, they're conversation starters, they're art, they're so much. I could go on and on about that.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Alex, I had a question for you.
What's up?
So you talked about like the other brands that you would hope to collab with. Is there any artists or like musical artists or models that you would want to see in your fashion and your clothing?
Good question.
Yeah, that is a really good question. So I want to incorporate more friends like that I've been talking to over Instagram. Like I'm really cool with this guy. He paints Ecos out in Portland, Oregon. And he's just a phenomenal fucking graph writer, fucking artist, everything like that. For other brands though, honestly, my homie out in Milwaukee, cause he's making all his own merch too. Brimma. He has a studio just like mine, but it's a little bit more artsy inside. And I just recognize that he's actually in there making the garments. I really respect that. So definitely Unfinished Legacy. But musical artists, I don't know. I want my merch to be worn in more music videos and stuff like that. My homie.
Yeah, didn't you just have that happen?
Yeah, the homie Ashton, he got a song with Tech N9ne, which is a... He's a pretty big rapper here in Kansas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tech N9ne, of course.
You guys know who he is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a part of
Strange.
What's your name's group? Yeah.
Yeah, he's in Strange. So
Eminem's group.
So I think Tech N9ne gives back to the community a lot. So he got on a song with my friend Ashton, and it seems like he's coming up too. So I don't know. I just want more genuine, like building relationships, and it doesn't matter if they're small or big. They have fucking 5,000 followers or 100,000. I just want to create something dope with these people.
you know, you guys are listening to a man that's doing it purely for the craft.
Yeah, that's like one thing I picked up from the start, though. Like, he's in it for what he's in it for. He's not in it for anything else.
Yeah, man. like the money. I mean, you can make a lot of money in streetwear, to be honest. Like you can kill some shit if you really hone it down and like put your and plan your drops and stuff like that. But I've realized the stress and the money isn't really worth it. If you're like unhappy, like creating, you know, and that you kind of have to take those moments to step back, and like that's what I've been doing with my brand, to like kind of resurface where I want to go and what's my vision for the brand and how do I want to achieve that and actually be happy. And I don't know, I've given up screen printing for other people, like a majority of people, just because I want to focus on what I'm creating, what I'm doing, because I know at the end of the day I do want to build other people's brands, but I want to build my brand for what it should be.
Like, yeah, and you always got to put, like, it sounds selfish, but you have to put yourself first. Like, you have to, and, like, that's not selfish. There's, like, a misconception that that's selfish, but it's, like, when people think like that, it's, like, you're acting like you wouldn't do the same. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Just doing what you want to do.
Yep, exactly. I don't know. I don't ever plan to work, like, not a regular job, but, you know, like, going to work 9 to 5 somewhere and just not doing what I want. I've been doing this since I was 20 years old, just working for myself, and to see the growth from where I was at in my mom's basement to like a downtown studio to like this whole warehouse, it's just like I wouldn't trade it for anything else, just because it's been such a journey already. So it's only going to get funner from here, you know?
Yeah.
Of course.
So. And then, like, you've already seen, like, growth, too. Like, you've seen really good growth from what it sounds like and from what, I mean, I've seen in the short amount of time I've been following CF. So, that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. But, I don't know. I mean, I got just keep on working for it, you know? Like, you just can't give up. Consistency in the game is everything. If you don't drop something for, like, a couple months, like, people are going to forget about you. And you can have a bad season, and you can be taken out, you know. So you gotta, you gotta always supply that dope stuff and a lot. So consistency, I think, is what people need to focus on when starting a brand.
A good friend of ours, Jess, who we also had on the podcast, she's pretty well known in fashion. She actually works with Kith now, but she said. That she sometimes wishes that she didn't make it her career, because she says that it some days she feels like she loves it less. And I definitely, when she said that, that really resonated with me, because since this is just my hobby, all it is fun for me, you know, like
that's fire. What'd you say? Because once you mix money and stress and stuff like that, low-key, it can take fun out of it. It's a real-ass job at that point.
Yeah, but. Anyways, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Me and Theo really appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, it was awesome. I've seen you guys been popping up on Instagram. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to hop up in this and see what I can say. So I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, this was actually a great conversation. Interview. And actually, it's definitely going to help out a lot of people that may have been like on the fence about starting their own thing, or like trusting their creative process. So
I definitely, you just want to trust the process, keep on going, keep on failing, but keep on winning at the same time, you know.
Remember, the people that succeed the most in life fail the most.
I'm looking at that tatted on me tonight.
All right, guys, moving on to our small business of the week. I feel like everybody knows what it is by now. If you listen to the first half of the podcast, it is Clever Fools. I really do love Clever Fools, by far like the best brand for t-shirts that I have ever found. It is definitely like graphic t-shirt season, summer. Everybody always talks about it. They're like, where do you get good graphic tees? And this is the spot, guys. Also,
Clever Fools.
chill. But literally, like I said in the podcast, like I think he only does it once a year, so y'all missed it. But he has $10 t-shirt sales. He sells off his old inventory in his live sometimes for like $15 a piece. Like, guys, that is such a steal for a nice-ass screen printed graphic tee with like all the different types of, you know, like custom labels on the like bottom of the tee, in the label of the tee for the sizing. Like, it's just really high quality, really dope designs, different, stand out. I mean, every time I go somewhere in these t-shirts, I get a compliment from someone in them. So
she's tough.
Yeah, this shit's so tough, guys. You really got to go check them out. If the first half of the podcast wasn't enough for you to tell that they are a brand new to check out, that Alex is a really dope guy and that he's a great business owner and is not just in it for the money like some people are, I don't know what is. I know Alex is dropping stuff soon. His IG stories every day is just more and more stuff for production. So I don't know when that drop is, but I'm hoping it's soon.
Brands like Alex's, where you know, he's talked about how hard he's grinded with like marketing and like how long he's been putting effort into this. And one of the big things, which it seems like you know, it would be a cliche to say that, or like it wouldn't be true, but when he said that it's not about the money, like he just wants to enjoy what he's doing, that's how you know that you're about to get a fire item, because they really, like, designers like that really take pride in what they do. Like, they focus solely on what they're doing. Like, they're not trying to make a quick buck. So definitely facts. And encourage Alex, like, y'all.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. That's all I was going to say.
Oh, facts. And, like, I was just going to say, Alex also, like, vlogs, like, his whole process. Like, he's always on his IG stories, always has a live at least once a day, and posts all the time on his Instagram. So you see what he's doing. You know he's making moves. You're there through the process, which is honestly one of the reasons why I fell in love with his business, because you really feel as if you're kind of part of the brand, and, like, he's really good with that. And, yeah, I definitely recommend, you know, going and checking him out. Again, Clever Fools, like, spelt how the two words are spelt on IG. Moving into our style gurus of the week, for our female of the week, bro, I'm smiling so big when I'm saying this, we have Tara Watson, aka my best friend. Yo, guys, Tara kills it. We mentioned her during the episode a little bit today, and honestly, I don't know why I didn't think to do her as one in the first place, because she's so different, but she's so nice with it. Tara and I will be on FaceTime, and she will pull out, like, two items I would never think. Actually, no, she'll pull out a whole outfit of, like, four different vibes I would never think to, like, put together. And she makes it look so good. She makes it work so well. Like, I know that she is in school for this. Like, she's going to school for fashion merchandising. She's currently about to start a job, an internship with, I believe, Spencer's for styling, like, as a freshman, and, like, about, like, she's about to be a sophomore in college, but she's young, guys. My best friend is killing it with the style game. She really can make, you could throw five random things at her and she will make it look good. Like, if you're looking for something maybe that's not as basic streetwear, I don't want to say basic, not as typical streetwear, classic streetwear. Mm-hmm. Tara's a great person to look at, because she really do be incorporating things like blouses, very feminine pieces in.
She's
with
eccentric.
Yeah, she's eccentric. That's a great vibe.
I honestly, so, I put her in the same eccentric classism as Wisdom. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
she may not have all the same pieces as Wisdom, because Wisdom, like, obviously,
kind of Wisdom vibe. Yes,
yeah, he gets gifted a lot of, like, designer and stuff like that, so obviously, yeah, it wouldn't be like of the same thing, but, like, she's definitely in the same classism as him, which is crazy.
Yeah,
and I think they're around this, I'm pretty sure they're, like, the same age.
Yeah, they are
crazy.
Yeah, no, and she kills it with the poses. Like, she really knows how to take a fire fit pick. So you really will get to see, like, all the pieces shown off, that she's trying to show you. So definitely check her out, guys. Her Instagram is Tara Watson, TaraWatson. Go check out my best friend, guys. Like, I'm not, like, she doesn't even know we're doing this. So, Tara, when you listen to this, I expect a text. But, yeah, I just really thought that she'd be a great person, especially since we kind of ended talking about that a little bit with Alex, that she'd be a good person to kind of just have for you guys to check out. So, yeah. Yo, you want to take us away with our our male style guru?
Yes. The male style guru of the week is Christopher Kites. Christopher is spelled with a K. And he is a designer. He's a small business owner in based out of LA. I don't necessarily know what his business name is called. He kind of just goes by his name. But he's crazy with the drip game for sure. He's different. He makes a lot of jewelry. So I think that's what he's mostly known for is his jewelry items. They're all made out of glass, which is wild in itself. But
yeah, you know I'd break that shit.
Yeah, no, actually, like, it's actually really strong, high-quality glass. Like, it's crazy. And honestly, I wanted to buy a piece, but every time you get on there, they're just sold out.
How expensive is it? Oh, it's not even that expensive.
At all. At all.
No, guys, if I can afford this, you can afford this.
Yo, he has some good things on there for the low. So
for the low, definitely that's fire.
Check it out.
Yeah, go check him out, guys. But anyways, honestly, I don't know if I... It like advice for this week, because I feel like we always finish with advice, like just go re-listen to everything Alex, Theo, and I talked about, because there was so much good advice that literally isn't even just fashion advice, that's life advice right there. Like, we just gave you're welcome, we just gave you some life advice for free. But no, seriously, like, everything we talked about in this episode, you could almost basically apply to just whatever you're doing. It's not even just a fashion small business or a small business. It's advice on, like, you know, the whole, like, failing thing, the whole having a work ethic. Like, all of that can be applied to anybody's life. So if you really want that good advice, like, I recommend going back to the beginning of the episode, starting it over, and really listening to it all. Because, honestly, Alex really knows what he's – that's why Alex, I know, is going to be super successful. Because Alex not only has really great, cool ideas that are different – but he's got the work ethic. He has it. And I see it and I watch it in his lives. Like, I hop in any, if I'm not busy, I always hop in his lives. I like supporting hard workers. Everybody who I support is a hard worker. So definitely just, I think our whole episode was just really good on advice this week. What do you think, Theo?
I definitely think that's a great point. And I think everybody should, like Sar said, just go back and listen to the whole conversation and let it inspire you. It's been great talking to you guys. Thank you again for tuning in to the Style Killers. We'll try to, you know, kind of
We're gonna take Alex's advice and improve our consistency here in the Style.
Improve our consistency in our marketing.
Honestly, guys, I'm gonna be honest with you, no cap, real quick. It's really hard to get everybody's schedules to line up. Like,
it is a little hard, but we're going to get through it, bro. We're going to get through it
and get out your bag and get to your bag, baby. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.